This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
BTS traveled back in time from the 60s to the 90s for a retro-style teaser of their 2021 Season's Greetings DVD. The nearly two-minute preview shows vintage shots of Jin shooting pool, Jungkook twirling with yellow umbrellas, Suga shooting hoops, and more. The annual holiday-themed package includes a behind-the-scenes DVD and a 2021 calendar. Miyosita! Before Alex Trebek died at age 80 from stage 4 pancreatic cancer, he filmed a cameo in Ryan Reynolds' film Free Guy. Reynolds tweeted, "Alex Trebek was kind enough to film a cameo for our film Free Guy last year, despite his battle. He was gracious and funny, in addition to being generous, reassuring, and of course, Canadian. We love you, Alex. We do too. R.I.P. Alec Baldwin may be out of a job on Saturday Night Live thanks to Joe Biden winning the U.S. presidency. Baldwin wrote on Twitter, "I don't believe I've ever been this overjoyed to lose a job before. It'll be comforting when we have a president who doesn't tweet twice as much as I do. They're going to need an enormous shipment of tissues sent to Mar-a-Lago." Unquote.
Election's not over.
Adam Sandler is the big daddy of Netflix these days. Sandler's horror comedy, Hubie Halloween, is Netflix's highest-ranking film of 2020 and proof positive that Sandler's well-oiled movie-making machine can deliver on its promise of crowd-pleasers. Sandler holds one of the most profitable contracts with Netflix. Yeah, I still have an eye tick from Grown Ups 2. Phil Collins' ex, Orianne Seavey, says that he's impotent and didn't bathe for months. Seavey filed court docs claiming the Genesis star literally stinks. She accused him of reneging on his deal to give her half of their $40 million home and called him a hermit who didn't wash or brush his teeth for months. Ew, there's something bad in the air tonight. Sorry. Johnny Depp won't portray Gellert Grindelwald in the Fantastic Beasts film franchise. Depp said, quote, "I wish to let you know that I've been asked to resign by Warner Brothers from my role in Fantastic Beasts, and I've agreed to that request," unquote. His exit comes after he lost his libel case against The Sun, a British tabloid that alleged he was a wife beater, which he was. Jennifer Aniston has made the Baby Yoda cocktail go viral after posting the drink on her Instagram stories. Now the world is getting introduced to this creation made by the Vault Restaurant in Belfast, Ireland, which celebrates the return of the Mandalorian TV series. It's made with Grey Goose vodka, muddled kiwi fruit, fresh lime, demerara syrup, and bitters. Try it. This is the way. Carly Hughes has exited ABC's comedy American Housewife over a toxic work environment. After four seasons as a series regular, Broadway alum Hughes said, quote, "I made the decision to leave to protect myself from that type of discrimination. As a black woman in entertainment, I feel the responsibility to stand up to be treated equally," unquote. Good luck. Rick Ocasek's oldest son, Chris, has branded his late father a narcissist who was never present. Yeah, on the anniversary of his dad's death on September 15th, Chris Ocasek went public with his feelings about his father when he captioned an Instagram photo of himself with Rick and brother Adam. "You don't exist. We didn't either." Ouch. King Von, an up-and-comer in the Chicago drill scene, has died after being involved in a shooting in front of an Atlanta nightclub. He was 26. Three people were killed and three injured in a shooting outside the Monaco Hookah Lounge. The shooting allegedly escalated from an argument between two groups. Drill is a hip-hop subgenre known for dark and violent lyrics. Enough said. TNT, TBS, and True TV are set to air blocks of HBO Max programming over the Thanksgiving holiday. The first episodes of the DC series Titans and the new Kaley Cuoco series The Flight Attendant will both run on each network. The DC films Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice, Aquaman, and Wonder Woman will also air. No nap for you. Lady Gaga took home Artist of the Year at the MTV European Music Awards, just like she did at the MTV Video Music Awards on August 30th. Four other artists repeated their wins from the VMAs: BTS for Best Group, Doja Cat for Best New Artist, Coldplay for Best Rock, and DJ Khaled's Popstar for Best Video. Colombian star Karol G won Best Latin. Congrats! The Quiet Place universe is expanding. Jeff Nichols has been tapped to write and direct a third film in the franchise based on an original idea from John Krasinski. The story is being kept under wraps, and the new installment will be released in 2022. Nichols takes over the reins from Krasinski, who wrote and directed the franchise's first two installments. Krasinski will produce. CBS Television has committed to diversifying the cast of its reality shows. That means 50% representation of Black, Indigenous, and people of color in the cast of its unscripted series. It will also allocate at least a quarter of its annual unscripted development budget to projects created by BIPOC producers. Well, 50% of the country will support that. The Trash Bin. Indie undie brand The Great Eros is suing influencer Danielle Bernstein. The Brooklyn-based brand threatened Bernstein with a suit last fall after it claimed she copied their nude silhouette design and slapped it on her own products. She's aggressively fighting back. Meanwhile, Eros's lawyer called what she did the slimiest move he'd ever seen. Yep, and he's a lawyer.
The news wrap-up.
Quarantine-free leisure travel between Hong Kong and Singapore resumes November 22nd. Apple announced its first new computers with its own chip instead of Intel's. German startup Lilium plans to launch its U.S. hub for flying taxis near Orlando Airport. TikTok hasn't heard from the Trump administration in weeks as it tries to figure out whether or not to proceed to sell a minority stake in itself. Guess Trump lost interest.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Borat's subsequent movie film is still the biggest film in the USA.
The number one album.
Ariana Grande's Positions is the best-selling album for the second week.
The number one app.
Yep, it's still Crossfire.
The number one book.
It's Clanlands by Sam Heughan and Graham McTavish.
Newly sober Ty Dolla $ign has released his latest studio effort featuring Ty Dolla $ign. The 25-track album features appearances from Roddy Ricch, Post Malone, Kanye West, and more. Ty said, quote, "I was intentionally trying to not make club songs talking about hoes and bitches and all the shit I used to talk about. I was trying to, like, talk about my life and what it is now and really do something different with it. I got a daughter going to high school this year and she's paying attention and all her friends are paying attention, so I can't talk as crazy or do the crazy shit that I used to do," unquote. Well, we're happy he's back and we love his new track. Here's Ty Dolla $ign featuring Post Malone with the song of the week, Spicy.
Who tryna go? Who gon' drop it down like it's money on the floor? Who tryna bust it for the dollars? Who tryna freak, bring the whole girl and run it? She my spicy little mama. She let me bust a pinata. I buy her all the designer, but she still leaving tomorrow. Who tryna go? Who your hope that she don't? Tryna slide for the night. Who tryna wipe an eye? Know my name, say my name. Yellow diamonds on my chain, lemonade. I can never be your main, but tell your main, you gon' have to call him back another time. Girl, let's get high, never go up. Get love, get right here and now.
Yeah, tell me, who tryna go? Who gon' drop it down like it's money on the floor? Who tryna bust it for the dollars? Who tryna freak, bring the whole girl and run it?
That was Ty Dolla Sign featuring Post Malone with the song of the week, Spicy. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.